It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This week, over 10,000 people visited historic sites in the Commonwealth. One reason was to celebrate Pennsylvania's History Days. The other was to observe Charter Day, referring to the charter King Charles of Great Britain granted Pennsylvania founder William Penn on March 4th, 1681. I'm joined now by phone by Henry Pullman, spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission. Henry Pullman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, happy Charter Day, and it's Howard Pullman.
I beg your pardon, Howard. Howard Pullman, spokesperson okay. for the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission. Thank you, Howard.
It's great to be here.
And happy Charter Day to you, too. How long has Charter Day been celebrated in the Commonwealth?
Charter Day goes back to 1953. There was an act of the legislature proclaiming the 14th of March as Charter Day. And it just encourages people to celebrate Pennsylvania's history. And for the past 15 years, the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission has been hosting a Charter Day on the Sunday before that, where we invite folks to visit our historic sites around the state free of charge. They're the state-owned sites.
And tell us about the charter and its historic significance to the state and the nation.
Sure. Well, the charter we refer to as Pennsylvania's birth certificate. It's the document that King Charles II gave to William Penn in 1681, giving him the land that we now know as Pennsylvania. He did it in exchange for a war debt. Rather than take money, William Penn wanted land to form his own colony based on religious tolerance and democratic government and a host of other ideals that became part of the Constitution.
And so this is really Pennsylvania's birthday that we're celebrating here?
Yes, 333 years old as of March 4th is when the king actually gave the charter to William Penn.
What does the document look like?
It is on parchment. It's written with a very old, it's written in a very elaborate old English style of writing, like a calligraphy. It's really difficult to read. And it's also very delicate. It's parchment. It's the hide of an animal, and it's trying to return to its actual original shape, which is around an animal. So we take a lot of care to keep it, preserved. We usually put it out during Charter Week for about a week. That's about all it can take each year. And it's a good opportunity to actually see this original document.
How do you preserve a 333-year-old document?
Very carefully. No, I joke. No, it's kept in a climate-controlled vault within the Pennsylvania State Archives here in Harrisburg. As I say, it generally is exhibited at the State Museum, which is adjacent to the archives. This year, it's a little bit different. The charter has taken a road trip and has gone to Pensbury Manor, which is a reconstruction of William Penn's manor house along the Delaware River.
And I'm kind of stuck on my fascination for how you preserve this, a three-century-old document. So when you say that you keep it in a climate-controlled, was it a vault, you said?
Vault, yes.
So, what you have to keep it cold, warm, somewhere in the middle? Like, what is
everything,
the...
It's like the temperature needs to be a certain cool. It needs to, the humidity needs to be at a certain level, not too dry, not too much too dry. It will, curl up too moist. You can get mold. I thought it really fascinating is even moving it presents a challenge because the ink is iron gall ink. It has pieces of iron in it. And if you move it, it actually, over time, the ink can flake off. So we have special carts with these pneumatic tires that, minimize the shock to keep the ink on the parchment.
And you say this is the first time that the charter has left Harrisburg since the 60s.
Yes. Yes. The folks at Pensbury Manor, Pensbury is, again, it's a reconstruction, are kicking off a 75th anniversary celebration, and they asked us if they could exhibit the charter, and we did. Again, took a lot of precautions. Our archivists accompanied it down there, and it's on exhibit there right now through this weekend.
We're talking with Howard Pullman. He is spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission. With regard to how this document was written, it was the charter was written by King Charles. But did he do the actual writing, or how long is it? And if it was a long document, did somebody else do that for him?
Yeah, he had special scribes that wrote it. The first draft of the charter is on exhibit here at the State Museum, since the charter itself is gone. There are places where there are like blank lines, and they just like filled in Pennsylvania. So it's like a form. It's like a form back in the day.
Did he do the first draft, or did he even have his? Was he saying, "Bring me the scribes. I have to do a draft."
The scribes do. It's you know, there are functionaries of the time. You know, bureaucrats of the day had this kind of document and ready to fill in with the names of, you know, the name of the land and describe it, et cetera. So it was again another bureaucratic part of government in King Charles in England.
So what are the top five state-owned historic sites that were visited this past weekend?
Well, of course, the State Museum here in Harrisburg, the Landis Valley Museum in Lancaster County, the Pennsylvania Railroad Museum. Tensbury Manor was also well attended, and we had some special guests there this past weekend. Governor Corbett and First Lady Susan Corbett came to kind of welcome people and open Tensbury Manor to Charter Day and kick off the 75th anniversary celebration. They toured the site that day.
The document, going back to the charter itself, how long is it?
It's four pages. Four very large pages, and it's, you know, and there's a seal attached to it, and it's just really, really, really just, it's a fascinating document. It's very large sheets, and it did sustain some damage over the years, so it's been conserved. Because, again, for it was William Penn's personal copy, so it was a working document.
And, you know, with regard to this, you say it's four pages long. What all is in there, aside from the fact that it says, okay, you know, Pennsylvania, we're granting you this right to exist. You are now your own official entity. But what else does it say for four pages?
A lot of descriptions about the land, a lot of flowery words, again, about the king and about William Penn and their relationship and all of that. It's a very, again, lengthy document. But what it does is it gives William Penn the land we know as Pennsylvania. And, you know, they were going back and forth about what they would name it. And it ends up being named Pennsylvania, not for William Penn, but for William Penn's father.
Everything you wanted to know about the charter that King Charles of Great Britain granted Pennsylvania founder William Penn back on March 4th, 1681. The document is now on tour, if you will. And I want to thank Howard Pullman, spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission, for sharing his insights about it. Thank you again, Howard Pullman.
You're very welcome. It was great to be on your show.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Monday, we will talk with Irish Olympian and gold medal winner Michael Carruth about the Pittsburgh Donnybrook. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everybody.